If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
19 minutes past 7 and very excited for our next guest in this week's edition of Ekasinomics. As I mentioned to you just before the break, we're speaking to the founder of Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, Bulelani Balabala, who's joined us in studio this evening. We're speaking about the award ceremony that will be taking place on the 21st and 22nd of next month in Tembisa, celebrating a range of economic juggernauts, powerhouses, entrepreneurs who have been changing the landscape of the economics in the township. Over 80,000 township entrepreneurs have been supported and directly empowered by the TEA, Township Entrepreneurs Alliance. And so it's an honor to have you in studio. Thank you so much for joining us, Bulelani.
No, thank you so much for having me.
Certainly. So talk to me about when the awards initiative was founded.
So the awards initiative, in actual fact, was we sort of founded it this year. But that then is on the back of the fact that over the past 10 years, we've been doing work in the various communities, townships, and now rural. And I think that work has been supporting township entrepreneurs with mentorship, business development support, enterprise supplier development support, as well as actual grant funding. We've been able to grant fund at a minimum of 50,000 Rand over 580 township entrepreneurs nationwide. So I think when you sort of look from a footprint perspective, I mean, over the past 10 years, we've been able to develop a footprint that covers all major townships in South Africa. And I think when you sort of look at the fact that we've got over 532 plus, because there's quite a number of them that sort of keep mushrooming up in various parts of the country, we cover two-thirds of those in terms of footprint and present, because I think this is an initiative and work that my company was sort of founded and supported. So I used to run a manufacturing business called IAF Brands for about 16 years. I sold it 2 years ago. So I guess this is the work that I now do, the work that I love, which is supporting township entrepreneurs.
And it's clearly very successful. So tell us a little bit more about some of the subsectors and industries that are going to be spoken about at the event.
What we've done is, I think in terms of the industries, we sort of then looked at the research insights that we do, whether with UNISA and other stakeholders, right? And one of the biggest things that have come up, I mean, there's about six industries, right, that we're looking to uncover, all the way from
green economy.
Yes. There's construction, but in actual fact, we've amended it to talk to backrooms.
Okay. You know,
because the backroom market, as well as hardwares in the township, are very big.
Yes.
Retail, wholesale. And I think what we're really just trying to do is really drive the conversation in and around the businesses or the industries that are really stimulating the township economy. And I think when you sort of look at the conversation around the green economy, any spaces that I've ever spoken to where the conversations really around the green economy is had, it's been morphed with a mindset that says we need to go into the township and teach them. But when you look at the circular economy, we have been.
Yes, I think that's something that comes quite naturally, even in rural areas.
Exactly, even in rural areas. And I think the real big question is to say, how do you make it sustainable?
Right.
And that sustainability measurably needs to speak to, how do I make money from it?
Yes.
And then once I've mastered the arts of making money from it, how do I create the jobs for those individuals? Do I then create a feeder system? I mean, you look at an awards program we ran for one of the banks about, I think, 4 years ago, one mm-hmm. of the big banks. We developed and designed it. And the interesting thing there is the lady who won in that 0 to 5 million rand category had a 68 million rand take-up deal.
Sure.
And she's all the way from Pietermaritzburg. And all she's done, she's got her own registered seeds. She plants them. She gives them out to the community.
Yes.
The ladies plant them in their backyards. They collate them. They're able to then supply all the big wholesalers across the countries that sell food. And I think that for me is a simplistic way of being able to build a community around your business. And I think the very ethos of this summit, because we've got a 2-day summit before the awards, the very ethos of the summit for me, it's simple. It's the theme of the summit is inclusive economic future.
Right.
Underpinned by three things for me. Let's talk about information, opportunities, and market access in the immediate. And what that simply means is that it's context, that it's information, opportunities that you're able to receive and apply for, or information you're able to receive and apply immediately. Because the biggest challenge that you'll come across is majority of small business owners are operating in a debt ratio, number one. Over and above that debt ratio that they're operating in, the reason why there's a big drop-off with enterprise supply development programs and the cross. And the thought is, you're giving me information for later, but my bills are due now. So give me information that is relevant for now, and then sort of collate that in a marginal setting that says 70% of the information that you give to a small business owner, rather a micro enterprise, needs to be information they are able to apply in their business now. 30% of it needs to be stuff that is linked to scale and growth.
Yes.
Stuff that they'll apply in the next 3, 4, 5 years.
So what's frustrating and very exciting about what you do at TEA is that very first of your three pillars, information, data, and implementable data. It seems to be very much like how economists speak about Africa, or even consulting firms speak about Africa. The township economy, as you rightly highlighted, has this over almost a trillion rand opportunity in terms of the potential for revenue for it from it, but not enough time taken by financial institutions, investment institutions, to actually get into the granularity of the data, which often the excuse that's given is, well, you know, it's so piecemeal and they're over here and over there, it's hard for us to collate, as if it's like the dark neighborhood, like the dark continent. Yet here are organizations like yourselves who are saying, no, actually it's very accessible, and the piecemeal, in inverted commas, of it is actually the fact that it has got a community slant to it, and it's burgeoning. Ask any FMCG brand in South Africa, you will not survive without the township market. So how do we, will the summit be dealing with, I suppose, taking the veil away from those misconceptions?
No, definitely. I think one of the main things that we're doing with the summit as well is, I mean, we've opened it up to a number of stakeholders, but those stakeholders being big business. And they're professional individuals that have hired in strategic positions, whether it be in marketing, enterprise development, corporate affairs, to come and actually experience what it actually means when we talk about the township economy and its ability to create, to develop. And I think also then just demystifying some of the misperceptions that have been created around what the township economy is and what these entrepreneurs actually need over this two-day summit. But I think for us then serves as a springing board, because ordinarily, every third Saturday of the month, we're in a township or rural community somewhere in the country. That's passion work that we've done over the past 10 years. So this then for us is a combination of everything that we've done over the past 10 years, bringing individuals all together in one space. But also for me, most importantly, is to create platforms where, with the awards, where you are able to acknowledge, you know, entrepreneurial excellence within these communities, utilizing not the traditional vanity matrix that lends itself to professionalism, or someone who's then going to take that, the whatever was written there, and then contextualize it to, you know, is it aesthetically pleasing?
Correct.
Does it meet the eye? As opposed to creating a measuring matrix that speaks to the understanding of these entrepreneurs. And I think over the past number of years, one of the main reasons why you see big retailers going in there, they fail, you know, they'll go back with their tail in between their legs, is because you're not operating from a place of understanding.
No.
You know, the moment you start calling it the informal, you know, then you've lost it, because it's the most formal economy you'll ever find.
Correct.
In actual fact, you would even find that the conversation is not, let's formalize them. The conversation is, let's understand them. Because you find that there's many that, because of the red tape and because of the financial exclusion that is mostly driven by compliance and the requirements that are needed, which sometimes hamper access to funds.
Yes.
You find that in most cases, these individuals have been able to create their own growth spur, and they don't need to participate in those markets.
Yes.
So one of the big things that I always write about is big business or corporate South Africa needs to actually formalize themselves in how the township economy operates. The moment you operate from that perspective, then you'll be able to access opportunities. So the big thing for us with the awards is shine a spotlight as a national organization, shine a spotlight on these amazing individuals that are coming to Tembisa, but from all walks of South Africa, you know, to participate in this amazing and beautiful day. But also the big thing for us that we've always measured for, you know, from an M&E for us internally, no one has ever asked this for. In every single workshop that we've done, we've always measured out that our average is 68% of the people who attend actually do business with each other.
Oh, wow.
Because you can imagine we move from one place to another. You know, know, so if we move from one place to the other, what do you leave that's almost tangible that you leave with the people there so that it's not eventing?
Mm-hmm.
You know, a component of what we do seems like it's eventing, but it's not. So how then do we then drive impact so that you are able to then build a cohesive and environment for individuals to be able to work together at scale?
Correct.
So one of the main things that we're looking to do as well with the two-day summit before the awards is to drive that sort of collaborative, not just spirit, but platforms.
Again, just to highlight, not inviting big business in to come and gobble up and acquire us.
No,
we want to be able to become the champion brands that exist going forward.
Yeah.
And I quite like the idea of the integrated market.
Yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about the awards themselves. They're going to be categories such as Youth Entrepreneur of the Year, Innovation in Manufacturing, Green Business of the Year, and the like. You've spoken about inviting key members of the economy, of all parts of the economy. I just wanted to highlight that there are still opportunities, I believe, for exhibitors to participate.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I think they're limited, I think, at this point. But if you're an exhibitor, I think we probably have 10 spots that are left.
Wow. Out of how many?
Excuse me?
Out of how
from
many?
About 50.
Okay, that's impressive.
And I think from an attendance perspective, we're looking to host about 2,400 entrepreneurs for the summit over the 2 days and about 400 for the awards. The awards, unfortunately, are purely by invite only. But however, you can register for the summit. You can go on our website, Township Economy Awards, .co.za, and register for the summit. To register and attend the summit is free. To participate as a small business that's based in the township, it's $600. And that's really an admin fee, because the cost to set that up costs way more than that. But for us, it's to rule out the serious individuals from the ones who are not, so that you are able to then get a nice mashup of individuals who are really there to actually showcase. Because what we've done as a caveat as well for those individuals is there's already a set aside procurement spend, because whenever we host these workshops, we set aside a procurement spend. In any community that we've gone to around the country, I mean, we've already bought products from over 800 township-based businesses across the country
and
in the past 2 years.
To what end?
So you are there, you are exhibiting. We are going to buy the products
that you are
exhibiting on the day.
Okay, so not necessarily with a defined end user, but specifically to encourage the businesses that are exhibiting.
Yeah.
Hashtag get things done is your way of life, Bulelani. Very grateful for your coming in to talk to us about this critical side of the economy. I love the term Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, but I do look forward to the country understanding that this is majority South African economy alliance, actually, is what it is. And I think that's a critical part that largely the financial world, venture capital, private equity needs to get an understanding of. Information, an opportunity, and market access in the now is what's very critical. 21st to the 22nd of November is when the summit will be taking place, and the awards ceremony will be there
on the 23rd. Yeah,
on the 23rd.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming into Kaya Biz to tell us more about this.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Bulelani Balabala is the founder of Township Entrepreneurs Alliance, talking to us about the awards that will be taking place in Tembisa later on next month.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.